final whistle now. What are your overriding thoughts and emotions after that game?
Obviously disappointed. You know, we didn't even get going until the second half, and when you look at the two goals that we gifted Oxford today, you know, it's almost mistakes that you can never legislate for when you look at the build-up to a game like that. And you know, we gifted them a 2-0 lead, and it was an uphill battle from there on. Second half, you know, take tactics, take formations out of the equation. You know, we just they just come out with a bit more urgency and a bit more fight and a bit more wanting to go out and actually win a game of football, and that was never evident in the first half.
So was the foundation for the result laid by individual errors and the first half performance?
There were two individual areas, there's no doubt about that. We can't give a back pass and gift them a tap in, and the penalty, you've got to stand up. I mean, that is two individual errors. Would I just say that? No, I think the team performance as a whole in the first half was unacceptable. I'm learning more about the squad every week, and you know, I learned a lot out of that first half performance today.
How frustrating from a manager's point of view to see the character from your side to get it back to 2-2 with half an hour left and then to lose it late on?
Yeah, I felt we had the ascendancy to go on and win the game, and you know, my substitutions were quite positive to in order to try and nick a winner. Again, the word naivety comes into play in terms of, you know, how we've conceded the third goal. All credit to, you know, Oxford, you know, they kept going. Probably, if the fans are in, it's a real classic FA Cup tie, but sadly, you know, we've not come away with a victory.
You brought your captain Josh McCoy on at the start of the second half, and he changed the dimension of the game. Do you feel that there were enough chances created?
I totally agree. I think Josh McCoy, since he's even come back from his COVID 2-week break in training and in the game, you know, he's made a fantastic contribution. And you know, he almost ignited the lads, encouraged it, you know, driving force, you know, created a couple of opportunities himself. And you know, again, it's all very well saying that, you know, he's come on and made a difference, we've lost the game, so there'll be certainly a few things that we'll be discussing in the build-up to Tuesday.
Hindsight is wonderful, and we chatted about it before the game. How big was the temptation to start Josh?
It was, when you look at the fact that he's only trained twice in the last 2 weeks, you know, and the way that Aleffi has trained in training, he almost warranted the opportunity to go and start. He's been, you know, he's been sharp in training. In hindsight, probably maybe, you know, Josh would have been a good option to start the game, but when you look at the minutes that he's played recently, it was almost to make sure that when he does come back, we keep him for good.
What are the main lessons you've learned from your players today, having got the first win of the season last week under your belt, got back into the game here and ultimately been knocked out of the FA Cup? What have you learned?
Well, I mean, they're a good bunch of lads. They are. They really are. They're honest. You know, they're hardworking. They fell way short of that today. There's a lot of words said at half-time in the change room. And the pleasing thing for me today is that there was a reaction. You know, sometimes I've been involved in games where that doesn't happen. So for me, that's a pleasing sign. To go on and lose the game again, frustrating, but you know, I'm pleased with the second half reaction. I'm very, very disappointed with the first half performance.
And a difficult week ahead with two trips away to Bromley and to Stockport. How difficult and how will you manage turning around the players ready for those games?
Yeah, like I said, half time and full time, there were a lot of words said. I don't think any player can really sort of come knocking on my door and say that he deserved to start on Tuesday. Competition for places is very strong, but you know, there might be one or two that might have to go elsewhere. Maybe trying to get some game time on loan. Maybe one or two more signings coming in. I mean, the squad itself has been used to quite a lot of success over the last couple of years, so they're in a position now where they've probably not necessarily been. The league is tough, it's demanding. We need to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves down and go again Tuesday.
Shamir Mullings, will he be in the frame for those games, Brian?
He's close, he's very, very close. It's a hamstring injury, so it's one that you can't risk too soon. But he's looking good, he's had a very good 48 hours of treatment and done a bit on the pitch today as well. It's whether a touch and go, whether he's ready for Tuesday or not.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Cheers, thank you.
Brian, Calvin Brooks was omitted from the squad today. What was the reason behind that?
Calvin, he's played a lot of games recently, and on Tuesday he pulled up very early in training with a knee problem which he's had previously. I'm fully expecting him to be ready to go again next week.
Okay. And do you feel that, given the importance of the game, Weymouth haven't been in the first round of the FA Cup for 13 years, do you feel like the players were weighed down a little bit by that today?
No, I don't think so. I relayed that message to the players, and what an opportunity to go on a nice cup run, you know, earn the club some money as well on the back of it. But I don't think that's a reason for the performance. You know, all credit to Oxford. They've come here, they've beaten the team a league above, you know, a classic cup tie for them. And, you know, I wish them all the best in the next round.
Yeah, and looking into Tuesday's game, how important is it for you to see a reaction? Obviously, we spoke about this before the Kings Lynn game, and you did get one winning your first game. How much importance do you place on the reply to this game on Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, it's a demanding league, like I said previously, and if we go into it feeling sorry for ourselves, we're going to find ourselves, you know, getting beat again. You know, it's important in this league that if we do have a disappointing performance or result, it's important that we react in a positive way. I think we've done that in almost most of the games. You know, we've come up short a little bit in those results, but I fully expect the squad to regroup, unite and go again Tuesday.
Cameron Murray is another one who's close to a return. He was on the field training today as well.
Yeah, Cam, again, he might be in contention for Tuesday. The squad is, you know, it is looking good. One or two coming back, and fortunately only Jack Dixon is probably the only one that's a lengthy timeout.
Thank you very much for your time, Brian.
Cheers, thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers, thanks guys.